Find yourself on a standing posture. So this little exercise lasts about 15 minutes, so get a bit dizzy, you know, just sit down. Make sure you feel grounded and balanced. And you're just standing tall, lift up to the top of the head. Relax the forehead. Eyes resting on the floor just ahead of you. Jaw relaxed. There's tension there, waggle it about a bit or clench your teeth and then slowly let go. Lips together, teeth apart. Shoulders. Give them a good squeeze if you think there's tension. Hands joined in front or by the side, it doesn't matter. And just draw your attention to the soles of your feet. So what sensations can you feel down there? Can you distinguish two types? One is pressure. One might be temperature, coolness. Warmth. And there's all those subtle sensations that tell you what you're standing on. Parts you can't feel so much. Neutral. Acknowledging how they're changing all the time as the body rebalances itself. The body rebalancing itself. And just acknowledging that these sensations arise whether you want them to or not. Just in the same way now, just come up the body, just see what you can get in contact with. Sensations on the surface, inside, feelings, areas where there doesn't seem to be anything, just a void. When you get to the abdomen, can you feel the breath there? Sensations caused by the breath. Perhaps you feel the breath more around the stomach area. Or do you have a shallow breath? You feel it most in the chest. Feel the heartbeat. Shoulders still relaxed. The jaw. When you get to the scalp, scan it like you did the soles of your feet. Now without moving your eyes, just launch your attention outward. Just become aware of shapes and colours. Sounds. It's just the general atmosphere of the room. Presence of other people. So the attention now is entirely out there. Now at the same time, bring in the in here. Oh, just aware of your feet, the breath. So you get a sense of a global awareness, the inside and the outside. And relax, just relax into this present moment, wide awake. This is the field of your awareness, the bubble of your consciousness. You can't exit this. This is the world we live in. The real world we live in. And within that field of awareness, just be aware how the point of attention keeps moving. Now to something you see, something you feel, something you hear. Just relaxing. Relaxing into the present moment. Wide awake. In this mode, just being, we can let go of ideas of achieving something. When we're in that mode of doing, we're always doing something now for some future result. But in this mode, just being, this is the result. There's no reason for being. Relaxing, abiding in the present moment, wide awake. In this mode, just being here, there's no future. There's no need to plan. We're not going anywhere. We've already arrived. Relaxing, inhabiting the present moment, wide awake. In this mode, just being. We're not reacting, we're not responding, we're just receiving. This means we don't have to present somebody, we don't have to perform. We can be anonymous. relaxing, abiding, inhabiting, dwelling in the present moment, wide awake. Achieving nothing, going nowhere, being nobody. In this mode, we're developing five of the seven factors that lead to liberation. There's that awareness, the steadiness of attention, concentration, and the effort needed to maintain it, the general sense of calmness, and the quality of equanimity. Equanimity here means not coming from a place of I know, I'm sure, but more don't know, not sure. From a place of no aversion, no fear, no prejudice, no preference. Completely open-minded, open-hearted. This is the platform for investigation. The other two factors, curiosity and investigating the Buddha's teachings, then complete the seven, and we're practicing Vipassana. But here, just in this mode, we're just being. This is the receptive part, the awareness. It's really, really important to be able to drop into this state all through the day, in daily life. And the reason is that when you're like this, brightly awake, relaxed, you can see an intention as it arises. In the Buddha's teaching, all our habits begin with an intention, whether they're something we're starting anew or habitual. Now when we see an intention, and we see it's unwholesome, all we have to do is remain steady. Just wait for that energy to exhaust itself. In this way, old habits that we don't want become undermined, eventually disappear. And when we see an intention which is wholesome, virtuous, we can empower it. Just in that very simple way, we can change ourselves. We can change our characters, personalities. This is part of the process. But it demands this level of attention. So our next intention is to